in my very own home, I have a Peabody Award that was given to me, along with many other KFGO people, for our coverage of the flood. And speaking of the flood in 1997, and I got a call from Elizabeth Rahm, a local author, some months ago, asking if it would be okay if she used my name in the construction of her new children's book, Storm Warning. And I said, well, sure, you bet. Can I interview you? And here we are months later, and the book is in my hand. It's been read from beginning to end. And just the flyleaf says, no matter how hard 12-year-old North Olson tries to do what's right, he can't seem to please his dad. When a major flood threatens to destroy his hometown, North is left in charge of his little sister, Rosie. A blizzard blows in, and his great-grandmother disappears. Can North find his great-grandmother and keep Rosie safe as floodwaters continue to rise? Will he finally make his dad proud? And Elizabeth Rahm, welcome to KFGO. Nice to have you here with us.
Well, thanks for inviting me to come in and speak with you. I'm always happy to talk about books.
Well, that's great. And this children's book, actually, I found it quite riveting. It's been a long time since I've read a children's book, but I couldn't wait to see how it ended. I figured it would be a good ending, but you actually started formulating this story clear back during the flood of 97, right?
Well, actually, yes. In fact, I was in my basement mopping up water and listening to you and Sandy on the radio. And that's how come you happened to be in the book, because you were giving so much comfort and advice and good information to people at that time during the flood. So you're one of the many heroes that I included in my book.
The portion, and I actually, when I read it, I was touched. The announcer continued, as far as we can tell, things are going from bad to worse in Ada. Hang in there, folks. Jack Sunday, Sandy Butweiler, ready to take your calls at KFGO on your radio dial. We're here for you. And then Rosie said, they're here for us. What does that mean?
That means that thank goodness the radio is there.
And North, the brother, said, I had no idea. All I knew was that things were bad enough already, and Jack Sunday said they were going to get worse. And it sure did in real life. But why don't you, this is a heartwarming story and available now. Storm Warning, Elizabeth Rahm. Give us an overview of the family, the circumstance, and don't give away the ending.
Oh, I don't want to do that. You're absolutely right. Because what happens to North is it gets worse and worse and worse as the book goes on. He's 12. He's in Ada, Minnesota, and he's been helping to build dikes. And suddenly, Mom and Dad have to go to Fargo, where she's going to have a baby. So he's left alone with his little sister, Rosie, who's 8, and something of a little bit of a pest, and his great-grandmother, who's in her late 80s. And North finds himself left alone, actually, supposedly with Grandma in charge, but something happens to her, and he ends up having to take care of everyone. He has an interesting relationship with his dad, which I think a lot of boys do. They want to prove themselves to be a man. And he has constantly failed, but now he has a chance. Maybe he can, in fact, become the hero that he wants to be. So he's got a lot of challenges ahead. And as a writer, I just tried to keep making things worse and worse and worse. And actually, in the flood, that's what happened. So I didn't have to work too hard to add those difficulties to his life.
And some of the details I so distinctly remember from that time, even though I was not in Ada, but I one thing I thought of as I was reading the account of the National Guard, and well, not to get too far ahead, but I was wondering, you know, Don Haney was there during that time. He was waiting around and amongst the ice and the fields that have now become a lake, and dramatic telling. And something else I think is important, Elizabeth, and you've written many more books than me, zero, as a matter of fact, is that what I really appreciate is the character development, you know, because actually everybody, including the grandma, you know, who was a saint anyway, grew in my eyes and each other's eyes. That's a nice life story to tell there.
Well, thank you for saying that. I worked with these characters for so long that they became like family to me. I really got to know them, you know, what they liked, what they didn't like, how they talked. And I think that's what makes the book seem more real, because these people were real to me. It was like my neighbors, and I was able to write about them in that way. Mm-hmm. One of the interesting things is I tried to include as many local aspects as I could, and my New York City publisher was a bit confused that the word hot dish is one word, so I had to correct her on that, and that Red River Valley, all three letters should be capitalized. So we went back and forth a bit with what's local here that is unfamiliar to leaders around the country.
You know, what age group do you think would appreciate this?
It's designed for readers who are 8 to 12, say in 3rd to 6th grade. So it will depend on what their interests are and reading abilities. But these are called middle grade novels. So they're for kids in those middle areas.
And I just imagine that if you're someone who lived here during the 97 flood, if you're a parent or a grandparent of a child that age, that this would be the perfect book to pick up so that you could read it together and talk about your own experiences. I mean, it's fiction, but you could talk about what actually happened to you during those nights and those days of the 97 flood.
Well, that's a great comment, because for kids who are 8 to 12, 1997 is ancient history.
Yes.
But for the parents, they remember, and I suspect a lot of the parents were helping to build dikes and were doing sandbagging during that flood.
And you know, there was another little aspect of that family that I kind of dug. The dad's determination that the kids have names unique enough that theirs would be the only one in the phone book. Their last name was Olson.
You know? Yes.
And there was a lot of Olsons.
I love that.
And I loved the boy now. I'm not going to give away his name, but the baby that was born would be 24 years old now, I think. And he's got a name.
That's right.
I haven't looked in the phone book, but it's hard to find one nowadays, Elizabeth.
Well, you know, that naming came from an actual experience of when my son was 11 and made a friend here. We just moved here. And the kid's last name was Olson. And we looked it up in the phone book, and there were 5 pages of Olson. So there was absolutely no way to find out which Olson this boy might have been. And I thought that was such a wonderful part of life here, that we have so many Norwegian last names that it's hard to tell them apart. So I made my characters more noticeable.
Yeah.
That's great.
Even though it's for kids 8 to 12, I truly enjoyed it. And it wasn't just the fact that my name and KFGO were mentioned in it, because there were a lot of local mentions. But I truly did find the story riveting. And I knew it was going to be okay at the end, because you just didn't seem like, you know, someone who would do otherwise. But it was really good. Thank you for... Oh, and where's it available? Where is your book available? Storm Warning.
It's available at Zambros and online at various places. My website also has a link to the book. My website is ElizabethRomBooks.com. And one quick addition I might add, you may know the Fargo Lions Club is putting up public artwork at the Riverside Gardens called Spirit of the Sandbagger. So it's almost like there's something here that we're all thinking about that at the same time, which is really great.
Oh, I'm so excited about that Spirit of this. It gives me little goosebumps thinking about it. ElizabethRomBooks.com. You can find
R-A-U-M.
Yes, R-A-U-M. And you can find all of your books there. I mean, Storm Warning is one of hundreds?
About 150.
Yeah. So she has a lot for you to look at there. And Elizabeth, thanks so much for joining us here on KFGO. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me. And thanks to Jack for being there in 1997.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.